So a question following on from yesterday's talk about Yukta Vairagya. Raghunath Das Goswami, after leaving home and coming to Puri, at first accepted money from his parents. Actually, it's taken from his father. It was a different culture in those days. And he used that for inviting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And feeding him with opulent food. After some time, he stopped accepting that money, thinking that this money is from materialistic people. His father is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita as being a very pious person, much inclined to serve the Vaishnava, Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. Concerning them, his father and his uncle, Hiranya and Govardhan, Majumdar, concerning them, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, or he gave the analogy that although they're pious people, they're interested in worldly piety and sense gratification. So it is as if they are living in a hole filled with stool, which you probably can't imagine, but well, now in India there's a push that everyone should have a proper toilet, but it used to be that people would just go in the fields, or there would be a, especially at a festival, if a festival would be held, just like here, that when there's a festival, so many devotees come and there are toilets dug, means a hole in the ground. And when 100 people or so are pooped there, and there's no flush, and it's had a chance to ferment for 2 or 3 days in the hot sun, then it smells pretty bad. So you can get some idea. You can just imagine. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu joked about them. They're materialistic people. They're like worms in a stool hole. Even though they're pious, but still, sense gratification for one who has renounced the world, sense gratification is worse than poison, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also said. So Raghunath Das, he, after some time, stopped taking that money. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted his invitation, but he was more pleased when Raghunath Das stopped inviting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on those grounds. Now, he was using that money for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's service. So isn't that Yukta Vairagya? So the question comes, Sankirtan devotees, should we beg or accept donations from pounds and shillings men? You say that in America, or you just got that from Prabhupada's purport? From Prabhupada's purport, yeah. That's a defunct saying when there used to be shillings in England. No, there are no longer shillings. It's a defunct unit of currency. So sometimes you go in the gas station, gasoline, petrol station, and you ask, say that we're monks, can you give us a fill up for free? And then you give them a book, is it? They do that? That's how the first big book was distributed, according to the Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita. Some devotees, Keshav was it? they brought the big Krishna book, because Srila Prabhupada had printed these big books, Krishna book, in two volumes, big hardbound volumes. And they were sent to all different temples, but no one had any. And Prabhupada said that they should be distributed, but devotees had no idea how to distribute big books. They used to take small donations for Back to Godhead magazines. And Srila Prabhupada said, although it's not written down anywhere, but I was told this by devotees who were there at the time, that Srila Prabhupada, at some point, he became very strong. The books were just sitting in the temples without being distributed, and Srila Prabhupada had said that, if you don't distribute these books, then I'm quitting. I'll retire. He was so strong, he wanted the books distributed. So devotees started taking them out in the hope they might find someone interested enough to take them. And it eventually happened that they stopped at a gas station, and the young man filling up, it seemed quite nice, so they offered to give him, here, we'll give you the book, you pay for the gas. And he agreed. And that was it. So materialistic people give donations. Should we accept it from them? If we can do without their help. Now one thing, Raghunath Das was using that money for serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but it wasn't necessary for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's service. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted that out of some consideration. That's described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the purports, that he accepted that out of some consideration for Raghunath Das, but he didn't need that. He didn't need to be... Anyway, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prasad requirements were taken care of. Even if no one ever invited him, then... Kashi Mishra would provide whatever he needed, which wasn't very much. As far as not accepting anything from materialistic people, that traditionally has been a very important consideration among Vaishnavas and among sadhus in general. Not to take anything from impious people, not to accept any service, because Bishoyer Onno Kaile Molin Hoimon, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that if we accept food from a materialistic person, then the mind becomes dirty. Mon Molin Hoile Nohe Krishna Shmaron. And if the mind becomes dirty, then in that mind, remembrance of Krishna cannot take place. And then Krishna smaran na hoile nishfal jivan. Then our life, if we don't, the whole purpose of taking to Krishna consciousness is to remember Krishna. And then that purpose isn't fulfilled. Then the whole thing becomes useless, just from accepting the food offered by a materialistic person. So traditionally people were very, sadhus were very careful about this, and we find, again, Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, he would admonish so-called Babajis who would attend festivals, which were organized by materialistic people. There's some instance of a prostitute who wanted to get some piety, so she organized a festival to feed all the Babajis of Vrindavan. And what serious sadhu would go there? And eat the food there means you're going to partake in her sinfulness. So traditionally, that was a very important consideration. We don't follow that strictly in the modern age. And quite the contrary, we try to take money from materialistic people. As Srila Prabhupada described, that they'll be purified if their money is used in Krishna's service. He also warned that if we collect money in the name of Krishna, but we use even a farthing, another defunct part of British money, if we use even a farthing for sense gratification, then we go to hell for misusing that. So it is a different consideration. In the life of bhajan, in which one becomes detached from the world for the sake of serving Krishna, then one should be fully detached in as far as possible. There are many allowances for preaching. There are also many allowances for the fact that we are very weak physically, mentally, and ultimately spiritually. We are enjoined not to try to imitate Raghunath Das Goswami, who ate practically nothing. But even if we try to live like what we might call an ordinary Babaji, of even at the present time there are some like that or previously, we would find it very difficult, because we are people in the modern age, especially in the last one or two generations, have so many physical problems due to living an unnatural kind of life and ingesting all kinds of poisons from birth or even before birth, in the mother's womb, Kali Yuga symptoms, Tatashchanu dinam dharma satyam sochang shamadaya kalena balinara jannang shantyayur balang smitihi. In Kali Yuga, all good things decrease day by day. Dharma, truthfulness, cleanliness, toleration, compassion, lifespan, and physical and mental strength. These all decrease day by day. So we see that it becomes difficult for people to live as they used to. To perform austerities becomes very difficult. As I heard, that was said by Bhakti Vaibhav Puri Maharaj, one of Srila Prabhupada's godbrothers. He said that it used to be that people would follow a Kadashi in this way. They would take a simple meal on the Dashami, the day before Ekadashi, and then they wouldn't eat or drink anything. They would stay up, they would rest on the Dashami night, rise on Ekadashi morning, and then they would stay up all through the night of Ekadashi and all the way from Dashami at midday until the morning of the Dwadashi. They would fast from water without sleeping, and they would go and work in their fields and everything as usual also. And they wouldn't take any extra rest after. They'd just go on. But we can't do that nowadays. If we try, we just collapse. So some adjustment has to be there. We can't be as renounced as Raghunath Das. That doesn't mean that we should indulge in sense gratification. But some allowance is there. Even then, it's best that we try to keep everything pure. Srila Prabhupada very much wanted to keep everything pure as far as possible. Everything is made up by Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Eva Kevalam, Kalonas, Javanas, Javanas, Javagatiranyata. Chanting the holy names, that, if we chant sincerely, that will make up for so many discrepancies. At the same time, there are many rules and regulations and considerations in devotional service that, if we follow, will help us to advance in Krishna consciousness, and that if we neglect whimsically, will impede our progress. So, yeah, Srila Prabhupada, he wanted to set up Varnashram communities, farm communities, in which we can cultivate food that is the best food to offer to Krishna, that which we grow ourselves for the sake of offering to Krishna, then offer it to Krishna, then take as Krishna prasadam. That will be better in all ways than that which we purchase or that which we get donated. So, should we accept donations from materialistic people? Yes, we should do so within the consciousness that they may be purified by doing so, but at the same time we should be very careful to engage that all in the Sankirtan movement and not use any for our own sense gratification, either gross or even subtle. Devotees, even if devotees get lots of money, which happens to most of the sannyasis, it seems, in ISKCON, people just give them money. I sometimes joke that this Napoleon Hill wrote a book called Think and Grow Rich. But for a sannyasi, you just sit and grow rich. People just come and give you money. But actually, you don't become rich because you're not supposed to keep any of it. You use it all in Krishna's service. So everything should be used for Krishna's service. Channel it all into Krishna's service. Don't keep it. Don't think that this is meant for me to live a luxurious life. Everything is meant for Krishna's service. In the modern world, it's very difficult to avoid things which come from impious people, because pretty much everyone's impious. So we should take it and take whatever's there and use it all in the service of Krishna. Hare Krishna. Any further? Yes.
There is one more aspect of that question. So what was even more than just the normal materialistic person, like say at the gas station?
What about a butcher? Someone at the gas station.
Even more than that, I was feeling this in my own life. I was feeling, because my parents were specifically wanting to give me so many things, and I was thinking, I don't need this. I can go out on the street and distribute.
Your parents want to give you many things.
They want to give me lots, they want to buy me things, and I'm thinking, I feel like it's too cheap.
Your parents seem to be quite different to most American parents. Don't mind me asking, are they actually both your parents? No, that's all. That's a difference right from the start. That it's the same man and woman still married to each other, and they want to give things. It seems to me that there are not that many parents like that, is it? It's normal. Where are you from? Midwest, can I guess? Oh, and that's New England. It's gone. And they're like that there too.
People are generally wealthy.
They're not like that in real England, where I come from. Generally, you know, you get to it. Anyway, don't need to talk about that. People are generally wealthy.
Yeah, they're wealthy. It's a different. It's really.
It's a different culture to.
Hmm.
And people seem to be quite intelligent also compared to all the way from all the way from Philadelphia up to New England. They're all this smart. Yeah. So should you accept from your parents? Well, individual case requires individual advice. You could do, but you have to give it back to them also. Then you have to give them Krishna consciousness.
I can't accept these items unless we can speak about Krishna in some way, speak about Bhagavad Gita or something like that. A lot of times, it seems they don't have time. Sometimes they do, though. Like, they come to temple sometimes.
Yeah.
Like that, but many times it's just...
They see you as their beloved son.
Yeah,
and they want to shower their affection on you in that way. Did you give them all of Srila Prabhupada's books?
Yeah, I gave them everything. They're like better than most parents as far as I've heard from them.
Yeah, I met them, and as you know. And your mother is especially very appreciative of your being in the Krishna Conscious Movement. Yeah, well, you could politely tell them that I don't feel right in accepting so many things if I'm not able to do anything for you like that. You could tell them. You could use it for Krishna service. They might not be very pleased if they find that all the money is going for some big guru somewhere. Whoops, that's me. They might not be very pleased with that. How much can you use? There's this idea in the consumer society that you can use any amount of money, but I don't know. What can you do if you have food, clothing, and a roof over you, which actually in India much of the year you don't even need a roof over you. What else do you need actually? How much can you spend? Shopping is not a hobby for brahmacharis. So, what can you do? So you could tell them that, thank you very much, my needs are taken care of. If I need anything, I'll let you know. You could tell them that. My father's approach was quite different. He was pinched for money, it seems, somewhat. But he didn't like to give me very much. Make your own. He didn't directly tell me, but you want money, make it yourself, which is also quite good. Learn to become self-reliant.
That's actually how it was for me before I became a volunteer.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get out and look after yourself, yeah.
Siblings went to college and stuff like that, but now that I'm brahmacharya, my mom's just like always trying to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying, I didn't accept any help from her when I got our new Sankirtan vehicle. I didn't accept any donation from
that. Yeah, it seems to be your life that money just comes to you, even without you trying for it, at least in this phase. Watch out. Don't let the young girls know. They'll be... But I know another devotee who's like that. It's like even he mismanages money and everything, but there's always more and more money comes to him, somehow. Anything else? Yeah. The point of Srila Prabhupada said that grihasthas can maintain their family life by distributing books. They may get extra donations. What should they do with that? Well, if it's a little bit, it shouldn't matter too much, should it? If it becomes a major amount, If it's a major amount, then how major are we talking about? If someone wants to give a really big donation, they probably want to see that it directly goes for furthering the Krishna consciousness movement. How much are you talking about? 100 euros is a major donation in Czech, right? Does anyone ever give 100 euros? It's very rare. How often does it happen in to all the devotees in Brno? How many times a year might you estimate? Oh, you still have crowns in Czech, is it? Is it? So, anyway, something the equivalent. Every devotee, it may happen once or twice in a year. So, Grihastha, if he comes by some extra money like that, could invite all you brahmacharis and give them prasadam. You can tell them like that. But then you wouldn't want to take, because you don't want to take from materialistic people. A lot depends on their mentality, doesn't it? A devotee who's selling books is in a place like the Czech Republic, where it's not so easy to sell books and maintain their family, I would think is very sincerely trying to serve Srila Prabhupada's mission and maintain his family at the same time. So I would think a devotee who comes into some extra Lakshmi like that would have the right consciousness not to misuse it. But in family life, when the average person anywhere in the world, in their family life, they can always use some extra money. It's most people, from what I can see, they're just struggling to get along financially. For everyone, it's a headache. So a little extra, then they can maybe buy something they need for the children or something like that. There's no harm in that. One thing, one of my Grihastha godbrothers, who had quite some association with Srila Prabhupada, said that even as a sannyasi, he said about Srila Prabhupada that because he'd lived, this was what he said to me, I'm paraphrasing that, although Srila Prabhupada is a sannyasi, but he'd lived as a Grihastha and struggled to maintain his family, and he had some insight into what that meant. And he could sympathize with that. Atmopam yena sarvatra. What is that? Sukham vaya diva dukham sayogi. What is that? Amopam yena sarvatra. Samam pashati yojana sukham yava diva dukham sayogi paramomataha. Krishna says that one who sees others' situation and understand that, well, just like I experience happiness and distress, well, so do they. And sympathizes with them in that way. Krishna says that such a person is the topmost yogi. Putting yourself in others' shoes is the English saying. Imagine what they're going through. Oh, Hare Krishna. Finish there. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.